Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you each and every time that you tune in and you are a part of this radio blog. We are an interactive radio blog. What does that mean? It means that you have an opportunity of calling in and participating with this interactive Bible study. Amen. So if you would like to call, if you're listening by internet, you can call 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, we would you would be on the monitor, and we'd just open up the mics, and you know, and we just have a good time just talking about the Word of God. Amen. We're going to have prayer. After we have prayer, then we are going to move right on into the topic for this evening. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all those who are participating in this blog radio this evening, Father. We ask, Lord, that you would just open our minds, open our hearts, Heavenly Father, that we would all be on one accord. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you have done. And, Lord, Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, just for taking our time to just to share a word of the Lord, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would just guide our tongues. Be with the sick and afflicted. Be with those that know you and those that don't. Father, we ask that you would just guide and direct us, and we'll be sure to give you the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to start off this evening, and our topic is God, no worries, God's got it. Amen? No worries, God's got it. We're going to open it up right now. We're going to, Minister Herman, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to take a minute. If you would like to, if you could just share a word with us before we get started. Amen. If that's okay.
Amen. It's okay. Good evening, everyone. God bless you. I have a word for the body of Christ. I got this word in prayer on the 27th of May in the afternoon, and God said these words concerning the body of Christ. And he says this, I'm calling, but they're not getting with me. I'm doing some shaking up to get their attention. They are too lax, too lazy for the things of me. They want, but they don't give me any time. They are so earthly bound for the things and success of this world. I have called them to be a peculiar people, not a people of this world, but an example, a light of my heavenly wealth, set apart from the world. My weight is going to be heavy, laying heavy on the body of Christ. Some are going to feel this weight as if a curse have came upon them, as because of sin, because of going their own way and not repenting, they'll feel such a weight. But others who seek my presence, who are in my presence, will feel this weight as a pleasure. These shall see my glory. These will my glory be revealed through. These will feel the weight as a light thing. It will be like a light elevation flowing in the spirit. Not a weight bound, but glory as the eagles fly. Those who seek me, who will turn their hearts over to me, these will be the carriers of my glory in the earth, to manifest my power and authority to the men of error, that I am God, and besides me, no other God shall stand in the presence of my glory, but will fall to their knees and repent or turn away. My weight is burning things out of them and burning things off of them for my soon coming, preparing them to go out and bring souls in like never before. Blessed are those who are rapture ready, looking for my return. And that is the word of the Lord. And he also gave me during that week was about distractions. He says, let this not this time have you caught up in sideshow attractions, distractions, sideshow distractions. They are nothing but a ploy of the enemy. Amen.
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 Amen. And some might even think of this word as a heavy thing, but you know what? I think of it as the days are getting darker, we need to press forward. We need to press in to God. We need to seek his presence while it's yet day.
Amen.
Because night comes when no man can work. So we need to work while it's yet day, bringing them in. Amen. Amen,
amen.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
and to
you.
God be the glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Our topic this evening is no worries. God's got it.
Amen.
This topic this evening, and it starts off, we're going to be looking at Isaiah 43 through 5. We're going to start off there, but we're, before we get into that, the topic starts off as, there's the weapons of choice for the devil is to show us our mistakes and failures over and over.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you been told to let go of the past? But you find yourself thinking about those things that still cause you to feel hurt, shame, and pain. It seems like it's a recording in your mind that can't be turned off. Even though you try very hard to forget about it, because of the way you feel, you don't seek God the way you should. Because deep down inside, you believe God is looking down on you. Yes, you might still go to church. You may even sing in the choir. And because you smile and embrace the other members at the end of the service, no one even detects that you're going through a battle inside. Some days you may even feel like it would be easier to quit than to keep trying to be a Christian with so much shame inside. This is exactly how the devil wants you to feel. He wants you to think God would never use a person like yourself. He whispers into your ears, who are you trying to tell someone else about the Lord when you have messed up so badly? But if we look at the Bible, we find several people that God handpicked who messed up while living for the Lord. Look at the life of David, a man after God's own heart. Acts 13:22. Could we move into that? I would just like to open it up for those that may not have their Bible in hand. And what does it say for Acts 13:22?
Wow.
Hallelujah. David was a man after God's own heart, and he still messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Does anyone have?
Yes. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
Amen.
Amen.
And even there, David was a man after God's own heart, and he messed up. Some others have messed up, They had all messed up.
Can I interject right there, Elder?
Sure,
as far as David, why God said he was a man after his own heart, because David repented. You know,
amen.
He went right back and he went on his knees and he repented. Sometimes it takes us a long. God looks at the inward part. Even though he was messing up on the outward, his heart grieved. Even in Psalms 51, he says, where it says, I've sinned against you. Remember that psalm? Amen. I'm trying to look for it. I'm paraphrasing. But that psalm where he said, against you and you, and I'm paraphrasing, you who I've sinned against. He was talking to God. He was saying, only him he sinned against. And it says this, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. David knew, after when he came to himself, he knew that he had to go back and repent. And that's why, one of the reasons why he was a man after God's own heart.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when you talk about that in terms of repenting, that's oftentimes that's where we fall short. We may ask God for forgiveness one, two, three times, but then after a while we stop asking for forgiveness. We stop asking. And whereas David, he never stopped asking. He never stopped asking. And that's where God is with us and with you, with me. It does not make a difference. God wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to ask forgiveness when we make a mistake, when we mess up.
Amen.
Amen. He wants us to continue a relationship with him. Amen. Any comments? Amen. When we go on, please look at, you know, if you look at with Solomon, Moses, and Saul that messed up, but God did not give up on them. Did he choose not to use them anymore? The church would be empty if God chose only these people that never messed up.
That's good. That's right.
The church would be empty and fall short from the glory of God. We all fall short. So it doesn't make a difference who you are. We all make mistakes. But the key is that we learn from our mistakes. And then when we ask for forgiveness, we're asking with a sincere heart.
Amen.
Not just to be asking, but we have to have a sincere heart. Meaning that when we're asking because we truly, truly feel that we're not going to make that same mistake. That is the difference. And also I'd like to mention is that when we do make a mistake, please understand that as we continue to do that, there are consequences. There are consequences. Amen? Let's look at David for a minute. When David repented, he took full responsibility. David took full responsibility. He didn't blame it on anyone else. He didn't say that someone else made them do it. He took full responsibility. He also said that I have sinned against God. I have sinned against God. He made no excuses. He did not try to put up the blame on anyone else. He didn't try to justify his action. He was simply saying from the heart, God, I did wrong. And that's what God is looking for. For him. When God each and every one of us. He's looking at our heart. He is looking at our heart. That's how God judges each and every one of us. Our heart cannot lie. We can say one thing, and if in our heart we're feeling another way, then that's a totally different story.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
A totally different story. Amen. We're going to open up the mics if there are any comments. Any comments? Any comments? Amen. We move on. Regardless of what you may have done in the past, if you have repented from the heart, God forgave you immediately.
Amen.
The Bible says God wipes away our sins. He wipes away our sins. Mm-hmm. And the way it is, what happens is with others, God does not remember that sin. He doesn't think about the sin. When God said he forgives you, he has forgiven you. He's wiped the clay. He's slate clean.
Mm-hmm.
Clean. Amen?
Amen. Amen. It's in the sea
of forgiveness. He has wiped it clean. Go ahead. Did you
want to
make, yeah. I heard someone say something?
And, no, I was just commenting that it's in the sea of forgetfulness, as they used to say, that it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's us as imperfect humans, growing humans, that we bring it up. We remember
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
have a difficult time forgiving ourselves. But once we've given it to our perfect God, He forgives. It's under the blood. It's forgiven.
Amen.
Amen.
Like Jesus said, go and sin no more. It's forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. The mm-hmm. part of this, when we know, you know, when God says, you know, to go and sin no more, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at the heart. And when he judges the heart, he knows that the heart means well. And he's saying, go and sin no more. And if we feel that we have been given a second chance, we have been given. Our heart is saying, thank you. And we appreciate that second chance. And we move forward, and our life is never the same. It's
Amen.
Never the same.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't we always looking backwards?
Yeah.
Isn't it always something that we're looking back? God wipes away. God forgets all about it. We are our own worst critic because
mm-hmm.
we're constantly looking at our past. We're looking at our past. We're looking at the things that we did, all that we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We are our worst enemy. And that's why it's important to have a renewed mind. A renewed mind, meaning that when we move forward for God, that means everything else is clean. Everything else is clean. We don't leave it behind. Leave it behind. Don't bring it with you. Don't carry it with you. Don't hold on to it. Leave it behind. Move forward with a clean slate, with a clean slate. Just the same way God sees us as we move forward. God sees us as moving forward with a clean slate. God has given us that second chance. He's given you that second chance. So the whole purpose of this topic is, if there's someone that is feeling that they have messed up too bad or they've messed up too much to come to Christ, I'm here to tell you that that's not so. God still has open arms for you. He has open arms for me, and he's still waiting on us. If we have not come to him, he's still waiting on us. Amen?
Amen.
He is still waiting on us to repent and come to him. That's why it's so important that when we are out and we are communicating with others that we come in contact with, we never know what anyone is going through. They could be smiling on the outside and hurting on the inside.
That's
and
right.
That's why it's important that we have, we are encouragers. We have a warm spirit. We are constantly inviting others to join us, to turn their life over to Christ. We are constantly, that is our purpose, is to constantly invite others to turn their life over to Christ. And they're looking at how we carry ourselves. They're
Amen.
Looking at how we act toward one another, how we're treating others. We are constantly being watched to determine if we are serious about who we say that we serve. Are we serious about Christ? Are we serious about serving God?
Amen.
Or being good? That's a personal thing. That becomes personal. Amen?
Amen.
Regardless of what you may have done in the past, if you have repented from the heart, God forgave you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says God wipes away our sins. And Isaiah 43:25. Could someone pull that up? Isaiah 43:25. In fact, Isaiah 43:25. Isaiah 43:25. We're going to go into a couple of scriptures. And again, if there's anyone online that, you know, if you're listening by internet and if you would like to call in and participate, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. Call in, and, you know, we're just having we are an interactive Bible study. So we do invite you to join and be a part of this topic this evening, this conversation this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. 43:25. Anyone find it?
Okay, I have it. And he that blotteth out transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins.
Amen. And that's basically, you know, God is not going to remember our sins. Once they've been blotted out, once they have been washed clean, the slate has been washed clean, God does not hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
When it's clean, He's forgiven us. He has forgiven us. Amen?
Amen.
He forgets our sins. He removes our sins. He takes them as far away from us to the east as it is to the west.
Mm-hmm.
In Psalms 103:12, he throws our sins behind his back. In Isaiah 38:17, he buries our sins at the bottom of the sea. Micah 7:19. Isaiah 43:3-43:5, it says, "For I am Jehovah thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Saba to thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, and I will give men to thee and peoples for my life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west." Here, Jehovah is God. God, whatever you're going through, God's got your back. God's got your back. God does not want us to worry about anything. He does not want us to worry. And sure, that human side, that human nature, we fall short and we begin to start to worry. But God does not want us to worry. He does not. When we move forward by faith. We move forward by faith and not by sight. We are precious in the eyesight of God. We are precious, just as it says in Isaiah 43:4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. Honorable means that you have been obedient to the word of God, and I have loved thee, and I will give men for thee and people for thy life. God loves you. He loves me. He loves us all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And all God is asking for is obedience. He's asking us to be obedient to the word of God. We cannot straddle the fence. We can't be one way one Sunday and then another way during the week. We can't straddle the fence.
So
we
true.
Cannot do that. If we're going to be obedient, we have to be obedient all the time. We have
Amen.
To be obedient all the time. Amen?
And when we're, not, because we are, every day is another day. Every day is a trial. So we have to remember that God's grace gives us another chance every morning when we wake up.
Amen.
You know, when we wake up, that he's given us another chance. So with a chance to start over again, like our song, we can begin again. And we can
Amen.
Begin. We can begin again. In Christ,
Amen.
We can begin again. But we have to ask
Amen.
For the strength every single day.
Amen.
Ask for the strength to get through the day every single
day.
And praying that you understand, like when you talk about obedience, praying to be able to hear the Lord clearly.
Mm.
That's what I'm, my prayer has been.
Mm.
I want to be closer. I want to be able to understand clearly and not have doubt. God's word says that, that a shepherd's sheep know his voice.
Yes.
And the only way I'm going to know the voice is to have conversation.
All right.
I know
That's
the character
good.
From past. I know
mm-hmm.
God's character from reading about it and from hearing stories that everyone tells. And from my past with the Lord on what the Lord has done. But I want to be able to not look back and say, oh, yeah, that was God.
Wow.
I want to be in the present and say, thus saith the Lord, and this is God. That's from God.
Amen.
So we have to pray. And that's one of my prayers right now is to be able to hear the Lord clearly and to understand, not doubt, not second guess. I want to know and hear him clearly. And I'm convinced that the only way I'm ever going to get to that point is through prayer and to spend time with him, to spend time in his presence, to just
Amen.
Be quiet, be ready to listen sometime.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you clarified
that.
That's
good.
Spending time in terms of quiet time, quiet time. We could spend time with God, but if we got other things going on, God doesn't have our full attention. We got
Amen.
Too many distractions, that was spoken, in the Word, too many distractions that are going on that distract us from focusing on God. So, that spending time, meaning, that we have to go in our closet by ourselves, with no one else around. With no one else around. And as you said, quiet time. That makes all the difference in the world. When you think about all the time, throughout our day, how often are we around noise? How often are we around noise? All the time. All the time. And then sometimes it's hard to think. It's hard to think. I know I pray when I'm in my car, when I wake up in the morning, but then there are times when I want to pray if I'm in a situation or a circle or a meeting or with a group or whatever I'm praying, but it's totally different when we are praying by ourselves, quiet time.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference in the world. And I think that
yeah.
that's what God wants us to do, to have that quiet time, one-on-one, no one else around,
mm-hmm.
no one else around. I usually use the analogy is, you know, God wants to be our best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be our best friend. And how do you become a best friend with someone in the world? You spend time with them. You spend time with them. And I would guarantee you that you're spending time with just you and that other person. And that's what makes you best friends, because then you can reveal your most inner, precious thoughts, secrets. You can share them with your best friend, and you know that your best friend is not going to tell them. They're going to keep
Amen.
Them safe.
Amen.
And that's what God wants us. God wants
Amen.
Us. He knows, look, we're going, what we tell him, it's safe. What we
yeah.
tell him, it's safe. God wants us just to take out time and spend time with him. I would probably, even throughout the day, I need to do that more. I need to do this move, spending quiet time. Our pastor makes comments all the time about spending quiet
mm-hmm.
time, make all the difference in the world. Amen?
You know, amen. And I like that, because that's where my desire is. I don't want to second guess the voice of the Lord. I want to know for sure. That's why it's so important, like you said, for us to spend time. So when the Lord says, don't go this way, Edna, go that way, that spending time with him, you know, like Sister Suzanne said, you know, his sheep know his voice, you know. So when he's saying, go this way and don't go that way, I want to be so on point. And how can we be on point? Like you said, spending time with him, getting to know him, getting to know his character, reading his word, knowing about him. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Me too.
Amen.
Deeper. I just want to be deeper, go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
He has so many layers. He's like an onion. I just want to continue to peel as I'm seeking him and searching, going deeper.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know, and you know, just to add on to that, you know,
oh,
even
God.
Though that we have a quiet time, we are constantly asking God for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly asking God for forgiveness, because we are, that's why, and it's just me, I think that's why God, you know, has a special love for children, because they haven't been exposed to the world. They
mm-hmm.
have not been exposed to the negative things
mm-hmm.
of the world. You know, and we have them going to our mind. We hear them, we see them, you know, but a child has not been exposed to all that. And when you talk about in terms of layers, it takes a lot of layers to be able to get down to that raw piece where we are in that true relationship, because
mm-hmm.
there's always something going on. Our mind is thinking something or
mm-hmm.
going in another direction. So it takes a lot of time, you know, to do that. And repentance is the key. When we go in prayer, I think
mm-hmm.
repentance and prayer go hand in hand.
Amen.
They go hand in hand. Fasting, same thing,
yeah.
hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things that I need to start doing again, fasting. I remember we used to do
mm-hmm.
it all the time. But I've gotten away from that. I need to start fasting more, spending time, you know, a day within a day in fasting. Fasting meaning,
mm-hmm.
for those of you that's listening, giving up something that
yeah.
you desire for
mm-hmm.
a period of time for the Lord.
Amen.
For the Lord. Amen. The power of repentance is often overlooked. If you're not going to believe what God's word says about repentance, then it's no need to repent. You must believe what God says he will do with your situation when you truly repent from the heart. It's wiped away. When you truly believe, when you repent from the heart, it is wiped away. That's that faith. Remind yourself what God's word says. And when the devil tries to bring your past to remembrance, tell him, you're talking about the old me. I'm now walking in the new me.
Amen.
In John 6:36-37, it talks about that. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. God is saying that whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. God is saying that he will never look down on you, never turn his back on you, never turn you away, never feel shame of you, and he will never stop, most important, loving you. God will use your situation to help others in his kingdom. This is another reason why Satan wants you to feel guilty. That's another reason. He wants you to feel guilty. And I'm saying to you right now, if you've been feeling that way, then let it go. That's not God.
Amen.
Making you feel that way. God does not make you feel guilty. God uses us to encourage each other. He uses everything. Everything is positive. Everything is good. And God wants you to let it go. Whatever has happened in the past, whoever you have ought with, someone that you that has done something to you and you're still holding on to it, let it go.
Amen.
Let it go. Let it go. Turn it on over to God. If someone has done something to you, turn it on over to God. Let me tell you something, my brother and my sister. When you turn it on over to God, there's a problem there. When God begins to handle it, there's a problem there. That's the problem. They're not dealing with you. They're going to have to deal with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important that we don't try to fight our own battles. We do not fight our battles. We let God fight our battles for us. And we have to be reminded, that when God is fighting, listen, it's not about us. It's about the kingdom.
Amen.
It's about the kingdom. We can't say that we love God and we believe in God and we're not acting that way. Amen. Any comments?
Amen.
Any comments? Amen. This was basically for someone who feels that God has turned their back on them. Someone that feels that they have messed up so bad that God will not give them a second chance. God will not, doesn't even want to see them. And if that's you, then this was for you. It was for you. This was a message, and I was more so, I thought it was important just to share that because oftentimes, the enemy wants us to feel like we are worthless, like we're not worth anything. We are of the kingdom, and I'm here to tell you that that's a lie. God loves you just as much as he loves us.
Amen.
And whatever it is that you have gone through, whatever it is that has happened to you, don't allow your heart to become cold. Don't allow your heart to become a stone. Because still, God loves you. God loves you. And whatever it is that happened, you can still turn your life around and come back to Christ.
Amen.
You can come back to Christ. Amen. Any comments?
I like that. We can always come back to Christ. I like that. Because God never gives up. He never gives up on anyone. No one. I like that.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, oftentimes we have those, we have people that feel like that in our own circle.
Yeah.
In our own circle. Right now, I think it's about God's business. It's about kingdom building right
yeah.
now. It's about kingdom building. You know, the way we've been doing things before, we have to stop focusing on the busyness of the world and start focusing on kingdom building.
Yes.
That's where God wants us. Because the world is going to start pulling us and stretching us to the point where we don't even have time for God. We're not going to have time for God. Talking about picking up the Bible and reading the Bible, we're not even going to have time for that. Why? Because we're too busy.
Right.
Talking about encouraging someone that God sends our way, we're not even going to have time because we're in a hurry. We're going to forget all of the basics, of what God wants us to be one to another. God wants us united. He wants everyone united. Even Paul talked about that, being united. Not being divided, but being united. Being as one, serving one God, and it doesn't make a difference where you are or what you're going through. God wants us united.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any comments? So again, you know, I don't know who this is for or who if it's for anyone at all. I don't know that. I just know that that it was shared, you know, and it just went out, and I just basically allow God to use it. God to use
Amen.
It. Whoever's listening, you may be listening, you know, by internet, you know, or wherever you may be. If you fall in that category, it is not a judgment call. It is not.
Amen.
We just reminded you of who God is and who you are and who you are. You don't have to stay the way that you are. God has open arms and He is waiting for you to come back. He's waiting for you to come back. God still loves you.
Just the way you are.
He loves us. Amen. Amen.
Just
Amen.
The way we are.
So don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let the enemy fool you to think that you are worthless in God's eyesight. You are precious. You are precious.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Any more comments before we close out? We're at the end of the hour. Any comments? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to close out. Again, I just pray that that the word that was spoken forth is received, and if there's anything that was said in any kind of way that was offensive, I ask for forgiveness. Because we are just here basically to encourage one another. We're here. There's so much work to do, and we're just like a small corner. It's a small corner, and we're just trying to just spread the good news, spread the truth. Amen. And prayerfully,
you know,
you listen or you come on, you know, that you hear a word, you know, that's spoken to you, something that's said that's going to help you or encourage you in one way or another.
And I thank God for you. I thank God for the program. You know, I think you all have been on, what, 3 years or so? And the program not only encourages us, but it provokes us. And that's where we need to be provoked, righteously provoked, so we can do what God wants us to do. So we can, you know, take inventory of ourselves. So we can ask God, go in his presence and ask God to help us. To help us, because nobody's perfect. We don't always cross the T's and dot the I's. But still we are his workmanship, unto good works, he said. So we can do that. And these are the last days, and time is drawing nigh, and it's no longer 5 minutes to 12. It's like a minute to 12.
And just because
we think a minute, and yeah, of course, in God, eternity, there is no time. But for us, we need to occupy the time and do what thus saith the Lord. We need to go beyond our call. We need to go beyond the call when we first received the call of salvation. God called us into salvation. Now we need to go beyond that and reach out and bring
Amen.
In.
Amen.
And speak a word of encouragement.
When we reach out to others, there are blessings. We use this blessing for me. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. God smiles upon that when we step out of our comfort zone and begin to move and be about his business and not of our own.
Amen.
God smiles on that. Amen.
Amen.
We thank each and every one of you for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to enjoy us. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Amen.
Again. all